Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, Alan, it's good to have you back. Enjoyed Tuesday, especially in what you shared with us. So would you tell us before we start something that you're grateful for, thankful for in your life or your work?
These days, I'm grateful for my clients that allow me to continue to do what I do that I love tremendously. Yeah. So it's a blessing to be able to help companies, help professionals, help entrepreneurs to do what they love while doing what I love.
Yeah, that is sure a blessing for sure. We had talked and you said you're even busier now than you were before this started. That says a lot for who you are and what the gifts you're giving people and out in the world. So, but I know you had some people in your lives who have helped shape who you are. You told us last time about Jim. You have another small time leader you'd tell us about.
Well, I know this about a small time leader, but he is, in my eyes, he's a big leader. He's Gary Noesner. He's the former chief of the FBI crisis negotiation unit. I've come to know him and he's my mentor and we do workshops together and training and seminars and webinars together to business entrepreneurs. And he is the author of a book called Stalling for Time.
Wow. Stalling for Time. Is there a little story behind that book or in particular, or is it just his whole life story?
I recommend people to get that book. There's a lot of stories in there from hijackings to kidnapping to the Waco, Texas. There's a very accurate depiction of the time, the timeline of what happened, to the point that there was a mini series that was filmed about that based on Gary's timeline. And it's called Waco.
So tell us, how did you meet Gary? What was when all that happened?
Oh, yeah, I met Gary. He lives pretty close to where I live. And we met through a mutual friend, had lunch. We had a lot in common. I really liked his book. And we talked about negotiation. No matter how good you get, it's always important to have someone who is better than you that you can look up to and get advice. And I asked Gary, would he be willing to be my mentor? And he said, yes. So since then, we meet regularly and I bring really tough negotiations and challenges to him or when I need someone to talk to.
Tell me about something in particular he's taught you. I'm sure a lot of things working with a guy like that, but something that he's taught you is something you can share with our guest today.
Yes. Well, in negotiation, often I have to work with leaders, whether they're VP or director of sales or VP of sales or the CEO or they lead a small team. And one of the challenges of these team leaders have always been, how do I get everyone on board, right? And in negotiation, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to build agreements and collaboration and cooperation. And so I try to talk to Gary about, I'm like, you know, a lot of my clients have this struggle and sometimes I get stuck too, right? And particularly when you have someone who is really young, trying to manage a group that is 20, 30 years older than they are, with a whole lot more experience.
Right. And that's happening a lot today. Yeah.
Right. So nowadays with the millennials going to the world, how do you manage people that are much older? And he gave me really good advice that stuck. And I remember we were eating at a Greek restaurant and we were eating kebabs and I'm enjoying my lunch and listening to a great lesson. I remember Gary says, well, in order to work with some personalities, sometimes they're difficult. So the best way it is to get them on your side. So they may do things to irritate you. And he often says this, don't get mad, don't get even, get your way. So in a team environment, you have to go back to what I spoke about on Tuesday, which is what's your mission and purpose? And then how can you get this team on board with that? And sometimes the best way is to get the one that is the most contentious and ask him for his view. What is his perspective? What would he do? And sometimes they do have advice that is good, and you can take it and say things like, you know, I also learn from people such as yourself. And that will allow them to feel more open and willing to be vulnerable in return, to listen to what the younger person has to say, because now they feel heard.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show.
Wow. And that is a challenge, especially for younger. I work with some younger managers too, and they're always have some preconceived ideas. As you say, come back. You're saying come back to the mission, the purpose of the group first. That's where we start.
Absolutely. What is it that you want to accomplish, and how can you benefit the other party? So if you're leading the group, it's not about you and about your control and about your need to be in charge, but what does this group need to move forward? And sometimes it may be they need validation. It may be that they need to be heard. It may be that they have good input that you need to listen to as a leader, so because you don't have all the answers.
So Gary taught you that, and kind of like in spades, it sounds like, and it's helped
you. Oh, and absolutely.
So if there was a word that summarized who Gary was and kind of what you took from him, what would that word be?
Authenticity.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Authenticity is, for me, encompasses many different other attributes. Integrity, doing what you say you're going to do, reliability, consistency, trustworthiness. When I learn from Gary or I speak to Gary, I feel like the information he gives me are all reliable because they have worked in the real world, in a crisis situation, in a hostage situation where emotions are dripping and just oozing out and no one is listening and their lives on the line. And I get to take that advice and use it in the business world.
Stalling for time.
Absolutely. Stalling for time.
So this, the things that Gary taught you, does that apply any way in the home environment, away from work?
The home is difficult and maybe more difficult than most crises because there's more at stake. You have relationships that you have been in for years, and in a crisis or at work, there's a feeling that you can walk away, right? In a family situation, you don't really want to choose to walk away from your relationship with your children, with your spouse, with your parents. And so sometimes there's the feeling of being held hostage. There's a feeling of being stuck, feeling trapped. And so what he teaches, which is active listening skills, is very applicable at home to help families that have disputes or conflict come to a resolution, to be able to listen, to identify the emotions that are driving that. I think that is key.
Yeah. I know when we talked before, we both talked about what we do for a living for businesses, but sometimes we almost feel like counselors or something, you know, the guys at the top don't have anyone to talk to about their family issues, and we get to deal with that. And I know you've helped a lot. You mentioned a few people with me you worked with, some of your clients who really helped them with their personal lives sometimes more than even the business. Because if personal doesn't work, business doesn't work either. So
they are very interrelated. You can see people who are struggling in their personal lives, it would leak out at their work life. So you will see it's an extension, right? It's an extension. Sure. And when people are not authentic is when they act one way at home and then they act another way at work. And then you will see it leak out occasionally.
I know just the thought of stalling for time for me with my wife sometime, it was a good idea rather than moving forward. Let me just buy myself some time so we can talk and think and work through. So Alan, man, thanks for sharing us with us about Gary and Jim. And as we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with, and then also tell us a little bit about your business and your publications and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with me, there is two. One is to go to 88owls.com. That's number 88. And then the bird, owls.com, 88 owls. And there you will find a lot of free access to ebooks. And you can contact me for consulting if you want to, or if you want to have a conversation, see how I can help you. The other way, which is easier, is go to LinkedIn and type in my name, Allan, A-L-L-A-N. Last name Sang, it's like a silent T, T-S-A-N-G. And I'm very active there. And I have a group there that I run with a friend of mine who is a hostage negotiator in Kansas, Dan Oblinger. And we have a free negotiation Q&A every other Friday.
Wow.
We have people from 50 countries, 200 members, and almost every week we have anywhere from 45 to 60 people actively discussing, asking questions, learning, sharing, engaging, and everything negotiation related.
Wow, man. What a gift. We will put all that information on the show notes, guests, so you can go there and be able to link back up with Allan. And Allan, thanks so much for being with us. It's been just a pleasure having time with you and spending some time with our listeners. We hope to stay in touch and see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.